When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Coming to a city near you soon. The latest craze in Japan, the Pig Cafe. I know. How excited are you? Sure, some cafes allow you to have your pets come in with you. Sure, there are cat cafes where you can, you know, have your little feline interaction, but no. Now the Pig Cafe. I guess it's relaxing and enjoyable because the miniature pigs just wander around and they look for a lap to cuddle up on. I'm a Pig Cafe. M-I-P-I-G Cafe. According to this, they are surprisingly quiet. They do snort now and then, and they are very clean and don't smell. Uh-huh. So you can go to Ma Pig Cafe for $15, $2,200 yen, because this particular cafe, and there are more than one, there are 10 such pig cafes in Japan for $15 American money for 30 minutes to be in the company of pigs. Now it says here a reservation is required. Yeah, we don't want people just walking in off the street. Hey, I was just passing by. I thought I'd sit down with a few pigs to roll up on my lap. No, you do not have a reservation. Sorry, get out. Look, each pig is unique, has its own personality, and some are strong-headed, some are gentle. Yeah, so that's why, you know, Ma Pig is so popular. As I said, there are 10 such pig cafes around Japan. First one opened in 2019 in Tokyo. The animals are known as micro pigs. They don't get much bigger than a corgi dog, even as adults. The cafes feature adorable baby pigs the size of toy poodles. And pig lovers say they make great pets. And many people buy their little micro pig after they show up at Ma Pig. Now, it's a cafe, so do I get coffee? Do I get drinks? Well, there's a drink dispensing machine in the corner, but hardly anyone bothers to get a drink. They're too occupied with the pigs. Now, I will say this. This is where the money comes in. You pay $15 to get in the door and cuddle with pigs. However, if you don't have food in your hand, the pigs are like, yeah, no, I'm not coming over to you. So, remarkably, Ma Pig has a little pig food that you can purchase. And that's good, because then you can have your pig food in your hands, and that brings the little pigs over to your lap. And just how cute is that? Am I right? Of course I am. So, there are a series of animal coffee shops that have popped up in Japan, including ones that feature owls, hedgehogs, because nothing says, man, I just had a relaxing morning drinking a cup of coffee and petting hedgehogs, birds, and even snakes. So, PETA cannot be happy about this. There is the Japan PETA people called Peace, the people that claim to put an end to animal cruelty and exploitation. And we're just tired of animals becoming a money-making business. Yeah, we can't have that. So we're tired of petting zoos, cafes that want to show off the little micro pigs to pet. This is definitely coming to a city near you soon. I don't think that was a micro pig. Welcome! Welcome to Chewing the Fat. For those of you listening live, today is the 12th of February, 2024, and that makes it a Monday. So did you have a good weekend? Did you Herkel Dirkle all weekend, or did you try to get some things done? So Herkel Dirkling is a new thing. It's a new trend on TikTok. Now, I guess this is different than bed rotting. So bed rotting is when you just stay in bed all day and you don't get out of bed. Obviously, you get out of bed to, you know, maybe get some food, maybe use the bathroom, but then you're right back onto the bed. That is bed rotting. Now, Herkel Dirkling means that you lie in bed and lounge about when you should be up and about. So I guess that just means you have a slow morning, you know, like people do, I don't know, on the weekends when you get up and you just kind of, you don't have any place to be. There's no time limit. And if there is, it's later on in the day. So you just kind of, you know, go through your morning. You're slow, you're thoughtful, and there's no rush. That, I guess, is the Herkel Dirkle lifestyle. And many people have the Herkel Dirkle lifestyle when you can afford it. Now, bed rotting is a completely other thing. As far as in my mind, I can't do the bed rotting. Man, you know, it sounds funny to say I could have just stayed in bed all day, but no. Now, the Herkel Dirkling, I'm all about. The getting up, the slow movements, all of that, I'm all for the Herkel Dirkling. Now, apparently, you know, if you Herkel Dirkle too much, it's not good for your mental health. Wait, what? I thought it would be good for your mental health. Well, it is good for your mental health, just not if you do it too much. Oh, okay. So if you need the rest, maybe your body is trying to tell you something. And maybe you should, I don't know, Herkel Dirkle. So there's always the right balance. So don't bed rot, but Herkel Dirkle. You know, as I was Herkel Dirkling this weekend, I was just kind of scrolling through my social media feeds. And maybe that's not really good Herkel Dirkling. I probably should just light a candle and meditate. But anyway, my version of Herkel Dirkling is... I was just laying there scrolling through social media, and I found someone snapped up, and I mean snapped up, the dentures worn by Sir Winston Churchill. Man, if I'd have known they were up for auction, I would have tried to get them. Someone paid 18,000 euros for the upper dentures worn by the wartime leader during many of his most famous speeches, including "We Shall Fight on the Beaches" address. They were specifically made to preserve his natural lisp, and so important he carried two sets with him at all times. So these teeth were just snapped right up for 18,000 euros. They started off the bidding at 8,000 euros. So the false teeth, thought to be one of three or four, we're not quite sure, identical sets were made for Churchill when he was 65 at the beginning of World War II. So congratulations. Congratulations to the person or persons that snapped up the gold-mounted false teeth worn by Sir Winston Churchill. Now, I thought for a moment that it would be Mercury One that purchased this. They said no. In the article, it said that it was from a UK collector bidding online. So there was 18,000 euros, but after premium, you know, after including the premium, it was 23,184 euros for the false teeth. Then they sold this microphone, which I believe may have been purchased by Mercury One and or Glenn Beck. They had the microphone reportedly used by Winston Churchill to announce VE Day, sold for 11,500 euros plus the buyer's premium, of course. I do believe that may have been purchased by Mercury One. It would be cool to actually have that. Would not be cool to have the dentures, although... What are those? Oh, those are Winston Churchill dentures. Oh, okay. Cute.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
So there are a couple different ways that you can make some cash if you need to make some cash. Obviously, you could win the lotto. The Powerball drawing tonight, Monday, the 12th of February, is worth $270 million jackpot, $130.4 million cash payout. The Mega Millions is tomorrow. That is $425 million jackpot, $202.0 million cash payout. That would be nice. Or you could come up with a new Whopper for Burger King, who has launched a $1 million Whopper contest. All you have to do is propose your dream Whopper creations for a chance to win $1 million. Entries are open until March 17th via bk.com/MDW or the BK app, which requires a Royal Perks account. Contestants can customize up to 8 toppings and receive an AI preview of their creations with the option to add a personalized AI-generated jingle for social media sharing. So I went to BK.com and I wanted to find out how I could win my $1 million for the Whopper contest, and that homepage for that, the bk.com/campaign/MDW, has the $1 million Whopper contest, and it's all there. No purchase necessary. The entry and judging details are, of course, in the contest rules, and Whopper, plus if you enter, you get a Whopper for $1, huh? How sweet is that? So not only do you have the possibility to win $1 million, you have a possibility to win, well, just by entering, you get a Whopper for $1. Now, they claim on their website, Whopper images are AI generated, and they have rotating Whoppers that have been AI generated. So I clicked on Whopper images are AI generated.
So you're here to make a Whopper. Well, I'm your trusty AI companion, Grillium, and I'll be at your side as you craft your flame-grilled creation, a creation that could be worth $1 million. Let's get flame-grilling. We have a few house rules for you to follow that'll make your Whopper competition-ready.
Oh no, what do I have to do? I'm gonna hit next.
It's simple. Your Whopper can't contain ingredients with allergens.
No peanuts or crustacean shellfish.
It must be made with edible stuff. And if you need more info, check the ingredients fact. The rest is up to you.
Edible food only. And if you have questions, you can check the FAQ section of the website. Good luck. Good luck. So if you win the lotto or you win the Whopper contest from Burger King and have some extra money, you're probably going to want to buy a new house. So, or if you don't win, you may want to sell the house that you have right now. When you absolutely, positively have to buy or sell a home, let's face it, sometimes you just have to. You want real estate agents I trust on your side. It's Glenn's company, of course, and he started it a long time ago because he was tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents, and he figured you might be too. Yeah, well, if you ever had to sell a home, you know what a nightmare it is. And, buying and selling homes, just sucks. It's a lot of hard work. It can really be confusing, and you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes, especially in this economy. The agents they work with are the best in your area. They're top sellers. They know the lay of the land, the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or across the country. Most of these agents are fans of this show. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat. So you'll have something in common. Do yourself and your family a favor. Check them out today. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust, really the name says it all. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Well, this past weekend, we got the 2024 nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And finally, thanks to the help of, Pat Gray Unleashed program, Foreigner has made the induction nominee list. They're not in yet, though, but they are on the nominee list. And the latest induction list is Mary J. Blige. Nothing says rock and roll like Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, of course, Foreigner, these are all in alphabetical order, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang. I'm a fan, love Kool and the Gang. I just don't know that they're, you know, rock and roll worthy. Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, yeah, I mean, she's going to get the pity vote. Ozzy Osbourne, who is not in on his own. He is in with Black Sabbath. Sade, is it Sar or Sade? There's no R, but I keep hearing people use the R name. But, you know, Sade. And A Tribe Called Quest. And to quote the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website, this remarkable list of nominees reflects the diverse artists and music that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame honors and celebrates. Well, thank you, John Sykes, chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. So you can go to the website and get your fan votes in. Let's get Foreigner into the darn Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's about time. So for sure, I mean, okay, so you're going to have Cher's in, right? Ozzy's in, for sure. Foreigner has got to be in. I'm surprised Peter Frampton is not in already. So he's probably in. So we'll see. I mean, Mariah Carey, probably. I mean, Jane's Addiction, yeah, okay. Lenny Kravitz, yeah, okay. They should be in. So we'll see. We shall see. But congratulations to all the 2024 nominees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, is Snoop Dogg or Master P, are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet? I don't know. They will be soon. But they are business partners for their breakfast cereal brand, Snoop Cereal, and they are now suing Walmart. Yeah, they're pissed. They're pissed at the big box conglomerate because they allege that Walmart has been deliberately hiding Snoop cereal from customers. Now, I guess making the case would be I didn't know that Snoop had cereals, so I don't remember the last time I walked down the cereal aisle of a Walmart, but I'm guessing had I walked down the aisle, I may have seen Snoop cereal. So the suit was filed against Walmart and the cereal giant Post, which Snoop and Master P claimed tried to buy Snoop cereal, and when they refused to sell, settled for a distribution deal. In the lawsuit, the duo argued that Post should have stacked the Snoop cereal next to the other top sellers, but Post only agreed to the deal to shut them out of the market altogether. Walmart responded with, yeah, we value our relationships with our suppliers, and we have a strong history of supporting entrepreneurs. Do you? Many factors affect the sales of any given product, including customer demand, seasonality, and price, just to name a few. We will respond as appropriate with the court once we are served with the complaint. So good luck. Good luck. Now, in this suit, I don't know if it was a Master P or Snoop Dogg, mentioned Martin Luther King Jr. We are building a family brand. Dr. Martin Luther King showed us how to dream, fought racism, and guess what? We're doing the same in corporate America for equal rights for everybody. Thanks, Master P and Snoop. You're comparing your cereal to Martin Luther King Jr.? Okay. All right. You got it. No problem. No problem at all. I know I love the Snoop brand cereals, though. So I went to SnoopCereal.com, and he has an ad. He posted on Instagram to buy it on Amazon. So he's just pissed at Walmart. You can get it's the Brotus Foods Snoop cereal Fruity Hoops with marshmallows, Snoop cereal Frosted Drizzlers, and Cinnamon Toasties are your Snoop cereals. Yummy for the tummy.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and yes, sir, Snoop cereal is in Amazon right now. Go get it. What you waiting on, man? It's on Amazon right now as we speak. It's available. Go get it.
It's on my mind when I wake up in the morning. I wake my eyes and stretch my arms. You hear me on the cereal.
So it's in Amazon as we speak. I believe Master P had something to say as well.
What's up, y'all? Happy Black History Month. I want to salute Snoop Dogg and his family. Brotus Food, we are building a family brand. Dr. Martin Luther King showed us how to dream, fought racism, and guess what? We're doing the same in corporate America for equal rights, for everybody. We want to make sure we open the doors up for not only our company, but so many thousands of other companies that has dreams and visions that don't have a verse. Salute. Happy Black History Month. Keep chasing your dream. Don't give up.
I won't, Master P. Thanks, and I hope you win your lawsuit against Walmart and Post because you're already in Amazon and at Target. So, good luck. Good luck. Okay, I suppose I need to apologize. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I thanked a listener who emailed me the Canon video of all the guest stars, and it was, you know, it was great, and I appreciate it. I guess I misgendered the person who sent it. It was Renee, R-E-N-E, and apparently I misgendered Renee, and he emailed me thanking me for misgendering him, and he said Renee is a man's name also. So sorry about it. I didn't mean anything, you know, bad by it. I just figured Renee was a female name and how wrong I was. So I'm sorry. And thanks again for sending the email. I appreciate it very much, whether you're a he or a she. Who died today? Who died today? Bob Moore. He died on at the age of 94. You're saying to yourself, wait, who's Bob Moore? Well, Bob is the founder of Bob's Red Mill. And who doesn't know about Bob's Red Mill? He has a legacy of bringing wholesome foods to people around the world. Of course. Bob's Red Mill spokesperson Megan Burns said the company knows that he peacefully passed away at home. He died of natural causes. So there, it can't be what you're thinking that he died from because it was natural causes at 94, okay? If it was that, they would have said something. So sorry to hear about Bob's Mill. He turned it over to the company's employees in 2010. It was entirely employee-owned by April of 2020. And Bob's Red Mill brand is, will live on forever. I don't know what the heck Bob's Red Mill brand is. Well, okay, it's premium 100% whole grain oat baking flours, gluten-free products, and more for healthy homemade breakfasts and baked goods. There you go. So that's Bob's Red Mill brand. I'm sure it's wonderful. It's, unprocessed foods and commitment to pure, high-quality ingredients. And so he is... sadly, he will be missed. His energy and, I believe it was said that his energy and larger-than-life personality will be missed. Bob Moore, dead at the age of 94. All right, then we have an elderly man, an unnamed elderly man in Alaska who died, and he is the first casualty of Alaska pox. Oh, okay. What is Alaska pox? Well, it's a rare disease identified only 9 years ago. Now, to be fair, they claim that this unidentified elderly man was immunocompromised and he died in late January, so we're just finding out about now. He is the seventh person ever to contract the virus while living in the Kenai Peninsula. It's still unclear how he contracted it, though the fact that he did confirms it has spread beyond local wildlife populations and into local communities. So it's made the jump. Yay! So he was already a cancer patient, and he first reported signs of infection in September, citing a tender lesion that appeared near his armpit. And man, if you have a tender lesion near your armpit, get it checked out. The infection worsened, you can quote me on that. The infection worsened, and after 6 weeks, the emergency visits from state officials. The situation continued to evolve, and where the staffers were finally able to identify the infection, but were unable to save him. Very sad. A punch biopsy revealed no evidence of malignancy or bacterial infection. Despite antibiotic therapy, the patient experienced fatigue and increasing in duration and pain. And the right axilla and shoulder. I hate to give you the doctor's term. An extensive battery of tests to discern the cause of the patient's infection was performed, including a plasma microbial cell-free DNA sequence assay. Who doesn't love a plasma microbial cell-free DNA sequencing assay that can identify and quantitate molecules for more than 1,500 types of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites. So the test that they did not exclude Alaska pox as a potential cause, and they did additional testing from the Centers of Disease Control, which went on to confirm the virus from the same genus as smallpox and monkeypox. So that's good. Now, it's only in Alaska. Nothing to worry about. Duh. We don't know how he got it. And it's usually, jumped from animal to man. So quit your whining. It's fine. It's only Alaska pox. Well, then we have the bubonic plague. I know. Hey, it's not Alaska pox. It's only bubonic plague. And it's in Oregon. And we have the first human case in a decade that they believe the person was infected by their cat. So officials are rushing to contain the outbreak of bubonic plague after this was the first case since 2015. So they do a pretty good job of containing it. The unidentified resident is believed to have contracted the plague from their symptomatic cat. All close contacts of the resident and their pet have been contacted and provided medication to prevent illness, which is good. There's little risk to the community, as the case was identified and treated in the earlier stages of the disease. Now, additional cases of the plague have emerged during the communicable disease investigation. So that's good news. And again, this is the first case of bubonic plague since 2015. When a teenager caught the plague from an infected flea, or that's what they say. And, way back in 2012, an Oregon man lost his fingers and toes to the plague. So it says here that he contracted the disease from his cat after trying to remove a mouse from his cat's throat. Lesson from that, if your cat is choking, on a squirrel, chipmunk, mouse, some other wild animal, let it choke. The chewing the fat rule, humans first. Always keep that in mind as your animals are choking on rodents. Then we have this story. Well, they didn't actually die, so, they're just kind of an addendum to the Who Died Today segment. But a Floridian transgender activist staged a die-in at several driver's license offices across the state. The state has issued a new rule that would criminalize anyone who decides to change genders on their driver's license. So we can't have that. We cannot have that. So dozens of people covered in pride flags and safety vests went into several DMV locations and laid down in mock death. Because if you are misgendered on your driver's license, it's as good as being dead. Am I right? Yes. it's just silly. So if you thought your wait was going to be extra long at the old DMV, it's even longer because of the trans activist staging a die-in, because the Florida DMV is killing trans people. Hate kills, okay? If it's misgendered on my driver's license, I'm as good as dead. I mean, I guess, I guess previously you were able to get a letter from a physician on gender transition that would allow you to change genders on your driver's license. If you're going through the transition or you've gone through the transition, you should be able to put it on your driver's license. I do agree with that. But if you just think you're a male or you think you're a female, no. Sorry about it. No. If you follow me on social media, X at JeffyJFR, you know that the Kansas City Chiefs, they're a dynasty. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime. Almost five quarters it took to beat the San Francisco 49ers. In fact, it was five quarters. The overtime quarter was at the end when the Kansas City Chiefs scored. So congratulations to them. The halftime show was Usher. He was great. It was a great big production. I liked it. It was okay. You know, Alicia Keys, her, Ludacris, they were all part of the show. It was okay. It was okay. It was a big production, and it was not bad. It was not terrible. It was just, it was okay. It was okay. The commercials were, again, okay. The whole thing was just okay. The whole thing was just okay. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the whole thing was just okay. The commercials, $7 million for 30 seconds of each commercial, were, okay. I liked the Ben Affleck one, for Duncan. That was nice. Had J-Lo in it, had Brady in it, had What's-His-Face in it. Matt Damon, his bud, and it was funny. It was funny. There were some other commercials that were, again, okay. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs for repeating back-to-back, baby. Tick, two in a row, tic-tac-toe. Actually, it would be three in a row, tic-tac-toe. So they need to win next year to actually create tic-tac-toe. We'll see what happens, if anything, when Travis Kelce was mad and he came in and bumped the head coach on the sideline. Everybody was making a fit about that. I feel like the referees kind of stayed away. They made a few calls, but they didn't make the game about them, which was perfect. I love that. Congratulations to the Puppy Bowl winner. Team Ruff beat Team Fluff. So this marks the fourth year where Ruff has defeated Fluff. Plus, unlike the real Super Bowl where Patrick Mahomes beat Brock Purdy, in Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback for Team Fluff and they lost. So congratulations to Bark Purdy for winning Puppy Bowl XX. I hope all the private jets got out of Vegas okay, and all the people who had their private jets there for the Super Bowl got out. They were whining that there was only 475 spots all reserved at the four area airports for the private jets. How can you have a Super Bowl event? They better upgrade the airports there big time. So they were going to try to squeeze a record 1,000-plus jets expected to fly to the Super Bowl? Okay. I guess, they probably doubled up some. So we doubled up some. And many probably landed. You dropped off and then they went and parked somewhere else. And then, you had to arrive. Just pick you up later. Hey, good luck and we'll be back to pick you up later. I mean, the Masters. sees about 1,500 private planes. Kentucky Derby saw more than 900 private jets this last time. The F1 Las Vegas race happened in November, and they were all booked for that as well. According to this, so the Henderson Executive Airport and North Las Vegas Airport charge a special event landing fee. Well, you have to have a special event pricing. That's just part of the deal. Ranging from $750 to $3,000 per day. Harry Reid International doesn't have event pricing, or so they say. They call it surge pricing. The leave your jet there is typically $20 to $150 a day. Wow, what a way to lose money at Harry Reid International Airport. Sorry to hear about that. And then we had trouble at the Super Bowl as well. Marley Matlin slamming CBS for not showing the ASL performers during the Super Bowl. I found that kind of interesting too. They introduced them, right? They introduced who was going to do the hand movements, and then they never showed them. Really weird. And then apparently the link that they gave, I guess there was supposed to be a link for a separate feed so that you could go and watch the ASL performers who were, you know, alongside the performers, didn't work. So that's not good. Now you can write your own jokes. I know Marley Matlin was upset, and she had posted a complaint on X, but if I'm writing my jokes about this, I would say that she posted on X saying that I'm absolutely shocked at CBS for introducing the deaf performers at today's Super Bowl and then not showing even 1 second or more of their performance. Actually, I think they did show of like a second or two of the guy that was doing Post Malone's song, but I digress. And then my joke would be, then Marley was quoted as saying, but I wouldn't do that because that would be wrong. And I like Marley. And I know that, there are people that are fans of the ASL providers. So, it doesn't bode well for CBS and or the NFL for screwing that up. I see where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was taken to the hospital yesterday for a bladder issue, as he has transferred powers to his deputy. I don't even know why he still has a job, to be honest with you, but he does, and I don't want him to be sick. I don't want him to be in the hospital, but I don't want him to be Defense Secretary either, so let's move on from that. But then I see where the White House has promoted John Kirby, was the national security spokesman, but now he's getting an expanded role at the White House. He has a new title, White House National Security Communications Advisor, Special Assistant to the President. Isn't that special? That is nice. So KGP gets blocked out. There's no DEI hire there. And maybe she didn't want it. Maybe this is them saying, hey, we need help moving. And so Kirby is, Mr. Workout guy. He can help him move. And KJP is like, I'm not helping him move. I'm not helping him pack up anything. Because feels like it's getting time for the Bidens to have that U-Haul truck backing up to the White House. But it also says that he is going to run a separate team from the National Security Press Team that will coordinate information across agencies. Isn't that interesting? So remember, I guess that comes from Lloyd Austin not telling anybody and trying to keep it secret, although he claims it wasn't a secret. I just didn't tell anybody when he went into the hospital for his cancer treatment. So now we'll have John Kirby, just another layer of government that will coordinate information across agencies. And isn't that great? I know it's great. It is. I know. That's as far as the politics I'm getting into today, okay? There's so much more to get to today, but let's wrap it up. I'll give you the joke of the day. For those of you listening to my quick Saturday hit with Brad, as he and I did some Saturday stories, I teased the joke of the day for today. It came to me through an email from Jay. Jay emailed chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I'll take your jokes of the day either there, or you can, you know, on X at JeffyJFR, Facebook and Instagram as Jeff Fisher Radio. And you can, you know, don't forget to order a cameo. You can order a cameo from me as well at JeffyJFR on the app, Jeff Fisher on the website, cameo. That's not free, however. I know. I'm sorry. But that's just the deal. Cameo is my pimp. You pay them, and then they pay me, and then I do the service. Yeah, I know. You're welcome on that, okay? But you can always send me the joke of the day on the other platforms as well. You can follow me on Cameo, too. Send me a joke there, too. I check that ever from time to time, the messages on Cameo that are not a special Cameo order. So this email from Jay is going to be the joke of the day. A blonde driving a car became lost in a snowstorm. And these blonde jokes, I don't know. It's like, again, this is not me. All right, this joke isn't my joke. A blonde driving a car became lost in a snowstorm. She didn't panic, however, because she remembered what her dad had told her once. If you ever get stuck in a snowstorm, just wait until a snowplow comes by and follow it. Sure enough, pretty soon a snowplow came by and she started to follow it. She followed the plow for about 45 minutes. Finally, the driver of the truck got out and asked her what she was doing. She explained that her dad had told her if she ever got stuck in a snowstorm to follow a plow. And the driver nodded and said, "Well, I'm done with the Walmart parking lot. You want to follow me over to Best Buy now?" Not every blonde is represented in that joke. I know.
And subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.